Well, it's the 13th of January 2011, and I'm here in Brisbane, Queensland, which has just faced a really huge challenge. We've had significant floodwaters, and those areas upriver of Ipswich, in through the Lockyer Valley, and particularly my colleagues and friends in Toowoomba who faced that horrendous water event. It's one of those things that just you can't process really easily. I'm a professional emergency services worker, and my life for the last week has been fairly busy, as you'd imagine. But also have other colleagues of mine who work within the State Emergency Service, an entirely volunteer-based organisation, who train hard and who've been training hard for many years for exactly this type of event and this type of day. And I think they can hold their heads up high because their participation and support has really benefited community, particularly those here in Brisbane and also all over the rest of Queensland. For those that don't know, Queensland is a rather large state and over half of it has been flood affected. I drove through one of the sandbagging operations last night to get to the local SES depot, and the thing that struck me were the young people that were there, all bending their backs, shoveling sand, moving sandbags, doing what they had to do to help. And you know, every little bit really does help. Today it's about 27 degrees, or 25 degrees it feels like, the humidity's quite high, and already that smell of flood is starting to permeate the air. The next 3 or 4 weeks are not going to be pleasant for all of us, particularly those of us involved in the response and recovery phases, but I reckon we'll do okay. For me, it's really, really difficult because I think of the loss of life that's been through this, and I think of the families who'll never look back on this with anything but sorrow. I'm a little bit conflicted because I'm as proud as hell of my colleagues, my service, in the way in which we've done this. I think it'll be okay.